Hi guys, it's your girl Becca Sarah. I hope you're doing amazing. I'm doing fine. So today's podcast is going to be controversial in the fact of some people are going to disagree with me, which is fine. Like I've said this before, we're all going to have different opinions, this, that, the other. And I'm talking about Married at First Sight season 18. In Chicago, because I have some thoughts, okay, about Madison and David. Okay, here's my thing with David. I believe he was texting his old flings from Tinder and all these other things, and I feel like that. I'm not saying cheating is okay and acceptable, because I'm 100% against cheating. Here's the thing. Yes, David can like people being honest with him and direct this, that, and the other. But just because you like people being direct to you, constantly hearing, oh, you live with your parents, that's bad. You live with your parents, that's bad. You live with your parents, that's bad. Why do you live with your parents? You're 30-something years old. Why do you live with your parents? You graduated university. This, that, and the other. For me, like, why you live with your parents? Especially in this economy. Okay? Everything after the pandemic everywhere became more expensive. It's kind of like, for me, the same question of, if you say you're a virgin to a dude, it's in the realm of that. Why are people still living with your parents? Everything's expensive, okay? Rent has tripled since the pandemic. How much rent was when, if you're a 90s kid, millennial, you were born in the 1990 to 1999, for example, and you're, even if you were born in the early 2000s and you're going to rent a house, even like the crappy houses, oh, this is in a bad area, they're very expensive. I'm just saying in general, no matter where you're buying or renting a house is expensive. So this is why I was like with Michelle, I was like, there's nothing wrong with him living with his parents. He's saving money. And you degrading people, being like, why are you living with your parents? That hurts people. And a lot of people are like, I am not moving out of my parents' house, especially since everything is so expensive, until I get married. Okay. So, probably David was gonna, like, if you guys lasted after the trial marriage, was going to move in with you. Or you guys were gonna find a different house. So, like I said, harping over the, like, it's bad that you live with your parents. It's bad that you live in with parents. I had, like, I'm not gonna be, like, completely personal, but, like, I've had, like, situations when I was, like, oh, not gonna go specific, and be, like, oh, I told this guy this, and then he made me feel terrible about that situation. Which is a reason why I go there. Like, it was a reason why I go to therapy, right? You know, you have trust issues, you have that. You shouldn't have trust issues, you shouldn't have that issues. Like, harping over that, for example. Or you shouldn't be this way because of the past or whatever. You get what I'm saying. And you keep saying that makes, you're belittling people, and you're like, making them feel worthless, and you're making them feel like, oh, maybe I'm the issue, when they haven't caused anything with you at all. You know, there's no reason. So again, I've saw people say this about Michelle. With Michelle didn't like David, and I feel like with Michelle, I think Michelle, and I said this in another podcast episode, I think Michelle did not like David once she figured out that David lived with his parents. That's what I believe. I believe that Michelle... I believe that Michelle did not like David once she found out he lived with his parents. I think she could have grown, might have grown into liking him. And I thought it was very interesting. Very interesting. She started caring about David when David was, he admitted that he was talking to other girls because Michelle wasn't giving him attention. So that's when you care. And the reason why she cared was because her parents got divorced because her dad cheated on her mom. So she put that, like, she put the, my dad cheated on my mom. So I didn't like him before, but now I feel some kind of way because he cheated on me. That doesn't mean I like him. I'm just mad because of that. So now, I also think there was a Tiffany girl that David was talking to because, again, Michelle wasn't giving him anything because she did not like him. And she wasn't going to grow to like him. I think, to be honest, I believe that if David was 100% faithful, I believe at decision day she would have asked for a divorce. Even if he didn't cheat on her. Because girl did not like him at all. Alright. Now let's talk about Madison and David. I believe in this whole situation, the only person I actually feel bad for, completely bad for, is Alan. Because Alan was like, if you're not feeling it, end the marriage, right? If you're not feeling it, end the marriage. What I think about Madison and David, do I think they cheated? Do I think I'm getting that to you, guys right now, and this is where it will become a controversial topic. So, in my opinion, as someone that as of someone that also like hangs out with her girlfriend a lot, tells my partner, I do tell my partner where I am, this, that, and the other, you know, I like to have fun, this, that, and the other, and then I do tell my friends everything, this is what I think is what happened. Madison wasn't attracted to Alan. He's not her type. Like I was saying, Madison said Alan is not her type. Michelle has said the same thing. I think Michelle wanted to continue. My thing is, Alan gave a lot of opportunities for Madison
to be like, you can leave and it's okay. If I'm not it for you, it's fine, you can leave. And I feel like because she felt bad that she had a crush on someone else in the experiment or in Love at First Sight, that she's like, I feel bad. I feel like I would hurt him if I said, oh yeah, I started catching feelings for David, this, that, and the other, and Alan's a good guy. I feel like that was her issue. Like, and she would feel bad for like leaving the marriage and not trying. This is what I think Madison and David connected with on, okay? It doesn't matter on what side. Their marriages weren't... Madison's marriage with Alan and Michelle's marriage with David weren't the marriages that they were hoping for. And they were connecting on that. And they were trauma bonding on that. And they were emotionally bonding on that. Also, what I want to tell you is also, Madison did not know that the text message was from her. David said, oh, by the way, the text was meant to be sent to you. So she didn't even know that. She didn't even know that David had feelings for her. So let's just stop that. Which is why she was confused. She had feelings. And I feel like a lot of us, in general, you know, which is why trauma bonding is a thing. Like, you talk to people and then you're like, that this person might not be your type, but because you guys have shared things in common, you guys end up having a connection and liking each other. That has happened to me before. Me being a single woman, you know, I connected with someone and had a crush on them. I didn't date them, but like, I had a crush. I was like, oh, that was random, me having a crush on this person because we connected through trauma or something like that. So that can happen, which is what I feel like what happened with David and with Madison and David, that they were talking to each other in the gym. Juan was there. Juan was not. Other people were there at the gym. Because they have said, oh, these are the groups of people that have been in the gym together. It was a group of us that went to dinner with each other. Like, that I believe. I don't think there's a reason for her to lie about that. I also don't think she's been single for 10 years or for a long time, so I don't believe there's a reason for her to lie about that. Also, the only thing that I see personally that she would help was, yeah, I have a crush on David. Here's the thing, I feel like because she didn't get the message, it changed the whole dynamic of were they sneaking around with each other, this, that, and the other. And she was also confused, like, really? Why was it for me? I feel like everybody's just like, oh yeah, she did it. And for me, like, through therapy and looking at everything and not just like, he did it, she did it, you know, being more clear in mind and not, and working on myself, like I said, through therapy and everything, because I feel like back in the day, I would have been like, yeah, they cheated, they both did, they were both sneaking this, that, and the other, but just because of, oh, I was sore from the him saying I'm sore from the gym I was working out with Madison. That doesn't mean they had sex. Other people were at the gym too. And the thing is, again, what we don't see is they don't show us like everyone going to the gym together. You get what I mean? We only see like when the couples go to the gym together. Again, we're missing a lot of stuff in content. We have to remember that as well. And she was up front. She, like, when the producer, when Madison was talking to the producer, she was up front with it. The producer was like, is there anything you're hiding? And she was like, yeah, like, it's gonna hurt Alan, me telling him that I have feelings for David. And she was up front with David and was like, I have a crush on you. So there's, you get what I mean? Like, people being like, this is a cheating scandal, they both were cheating. I don't agree with that. I think they both were in marriages that weren't going where they wanted to. If the max I would say that happened is that there was there's physical cheating and there's like emotional cheating. I think there was, and I guess like some people can also say like it's emotionally cheating when you're like you're in a relationship and you're thinking about someone else. Some people can also say that's also emotional cheating. I believe like the max they were emotionally cheating on their marriages. That's what I would say max. Because she was like, I have a crush on so and so, but I'm married to you get what I mean? But I don't think they were physically intimate with each other. I don't think, oh, when she went to dinner it was with so and so. Because as someone that's like has their friends one of their priorities, if I tell you I'm going to go out with Jessica, I'm going out with Jessica. If it was a guy, I would say I'm going out with the guy. And by the way, Madison has said that. She was like, I'm going to the gym with David. I'm going to the gym with this person. I'm going, like, there's no reason to say that she's lying about it. Also, here's the difference. Also, I want to say, and this is why I'm defending Madison, is Madison is so quick to, the first time Michelle said, oh, I think it's you. You want to see my phone? That would be me too. You want to see my phone? I'm not hiding something. You want to see my phone? And then I can go get my phone. David, why do you want to see my phone for? People that are lying won't let you see their phone. I've seen this time and time again in real life. A cheater does not ever want you to see their phone. They do not want you to talk to their friends or family. No. That's how I knew that David was lying. Like, that's how I knew. Because, and Michelle being like, no way! Her answer should have been, no way, why would you think it was me? Me, personally, I would be like, I don't think so, it would be me. Like, I would have said, how Madison responded to a lot of that, especially since they're not friends, like, they don't know each other that way. The girls have known each other for like a month. I'm not gonna be like, no way. That's crazy. I'm like, no, that didn't happen. I don't think so. It was for me. And this is my thing when it comes to Michelle. Just because you would respond that way, that doesn't mean other people would respond that way. Because I feel like people that say, like, no way, they'll be like, no way, and then get defensive. Like, because for me, when people say, like, no way, it's not, it is really like, oh, this happened. No way. But, like, if someone's accusing me of something, like, cheating, my answer is not no way. My answer is, why do you think that? Like, that's Michelle being like, I would have been like, no way. I've never saw someone accuse someone of cheating and they be like, no way. Again, like I said, again, my dad's a cheater. That's why I'm like, I catch on to things when people are cheating. And Michelle being like, so you cheated, and then she's saying, you would have had, like, no way. I'm like, people that are cheating, they do not say no way. Like, if someone that you accused of cheating did not cheat on you, they do not say no way. They would be like, why did you think that? Why'd you think that? Like, what, like, the answers that Madison was giving is what I've seen time and time again. When someone has cheated, they get very defensive and are like, what are you talking about? And the one thing that they will never do is show you their phone. So that's how I knew, yeah, Madison Max might have a crush on David. She might be holding that in, right, and waiting to see what happens. And then the answer of, like, the question being, would someone date someone else in this environment if they got divorced and everybody picked Madison? You see how Madison wasn't mad about being like, yeah, I being like, she likes David, right? So she wasn't mad about it because it's like she liked someone, right? But all I have to say is, I don't think it's a cheating scandal with Madison and David. I believe that they bonded together on their like marriages that weren't working out, which a lot of couples do, right? There's just, which ended up that finding things that they have in common and them having crushes with each other. And then Madison was like, oh, I'm starting to have feelings for him. Let me respect my marriage. And keep his contact, but delete the conversation. Because me personally, like, when I like someone, I want to stop liking them, I delete the text messages. So it's not like, so I can get over that person, right? And I don't see that constantly, which is what I believe Madison was doing. So do I think they slept together? No. I also think that Madison should have been the one that told Alan and not David, because they already know that David stepped out of marriage. And I also think that Madison should have been also telling him the truth, being like, I kind of have a crush on David. We found out. I feel like that would have, like, gone down. Like, it would have been less of a commotion. And also, Michelle,
you making him worry. Here's what, why I feel like it became a whole, like, fuck you from Alan. You put in this, in his head, that they fucked or whatever, to the point, like, even Madison's trying to talk to him, like, before the second round she talked to you, to the point that he's, like, in the same mindset of you. Why would you do that? Why would you do that? Why would you do that? And by the way, I know, like, emotionally cheating is cheating. All cheating is cheating. But what I'm trying to say is, Max, what I think it would have been emotionally cheating, because again, she doesn't like Alan, right? So her just like talking to, like her just like having a conversation,
right,
with a guy that you have a crush on is what kind of, I guess, be emotionally cheating,
right?
Because you're more invested in like hanging out with that person. You get what I mean? But all I'm trying to say is, I'm in probably the minority of people that think, no, they did not sleep with each other. They did not cheat on their spouses with each other. I believe, like, they just had crushes on each other and nothing happened after that. And I again believe that if it was just them dating, they would and things. But I also think, because everybody respectfully was against what I forget his name, MM's husband did to her, they're like, no, you can't just leave. And I feel like there's a taboo against like quitting your marriage early and that, you know, going through it through the end. I feel like that's also like taboo in this experiment. Even if it's not working and you're gonna end up getting a divorce, you should stick it through to the end. Okay, now to conclude, and then I'm gonna be done. I know I'm in the minority. I don't think that Madison and David cheated with their spouse, with each other. I think because of the multiple talks about their marriages to each other at the gym, they made a bond and then got to know each other and talk to each other and made a connection to the point that, you know, they're like, oh, maybe I did like this person, maybe I do. And I did say something about they said that what Madison's preference is, and here's the thing, I feel like when you, I'm gonna say, trauma bond with someone, that it has nothing to do with preference. You gain a connection with someone and then you start liking them. Because again, with the person that I said before, they weren't my type that I have, like the type of guy I would go for, but because of the trauma bonding that we had with each other, that made me like that person. Which is what I think is what happened. I did see that they are engaged to be married. And congrats to them. And to people that are like, oh, they're gonna not last that long. You don't know that. You don't know that.
at all. So that's all I have for you guys today. Have a great rest of your day. Bye.